So Buddha teaches, there are no enemies other than delusions. All living beings are our kind mothers. It's very beautiful. There are no enemies other than delusions. So where do we look for our enemies? Inside our heart. So we need to find the enemy of self-cherishing, abiding in our heart day and night. It is our normal view. It is part of our ignorance. It is responsible for all our suffering. We must find this enemy in our own experience. So we're going to be given a description of the enemy. And then we need to put this into practice. Find the enemy that's abiding in our heart. And then we need to expel it from our mind, cast it afar. Shantideva says, O delusions, delusions, where will you go when I banish you from my mind? And from where will you return to harm me? So what a wonderful activity we're going to engage in. We're going to find the enemy and we're going to banish it. And it can never return, because once banished, the delusions have gone for good. So when we say we're going to expel self-cherishing from our mind and cast it afar, it can never return to harm us, make us act inappropriately, or through our own bad behavior, make others act inappropriately. So how kind our guru is to us, helping us identify our real enemy. Self-cherishing. So there's a question in New Eight Steps to Happiness. What is self-cherishing? Of all the innumerable conceptual thoughts that arise from the ocean of our root mind, the most harmful is self-cherishing, and the most beneficial is the mind of cherishing others. You know, if we were reading this for ourselves in our guru's presence, we would probably want to stop there. And as Geshe-la says, when we're reading, our mind is moved. We receive so many blessings, and we should act upon the wish to stop and contemplate. So how wonderful to contemplate, of all the innumerable thoughts that come from the ocean of our root mind, the most harmful are self-cherishing thoughts, and the most beneficial mind is the mind of cherishing others. So we need to know, we need to find the enemy, what is self-cherishing. And in this text, Geshe-la says, self-cherishing is our mind thinking. So it's a mind thinking, I am important, and neglecting others. So those two come together. So it's a mind thinking, I'm important, and neglecting others. And Geshe-la says it can be defined as A mind that considers oneself to be supremely important and precious, and that develops from the appearance of the true existence of the self. So when we think I, an inherently existent I, appears to that mind, we believe that appearance to be true, and we cherish that I as most precious. So in modern Buddhism, Venerable Geshe-la says, when we think I, mine, so we're thinking I almost every moment of the day and the night. When we think I, mine, which we are always thinking, we automatically perceive an inherently existent I. This automatic due to imprints. And we cherish it and believe its happiness and freedom are most important, the most important. It's the most important thing. So when we think I and mine, so it's going to be great looking for this enemy, because all you need is a thought, I and mine. And that is happening all the time. So we're going to have limitless opportunities to identify the enemy. So thinking, and when we're thinking, I and mine, we automatically perceive an inherently existent I, and we cherish it and believe its happiness, its freedom from pain and problems are the most important. This is self-cherishing. So we immediately, we have so many questions when we're given this teaching. Immediately we think, what? I'm not meant to care about myself? Is that what we're learning? And Geshe-la says, caring for ourself is not self-cherishing. So we have many objections, and each objection and misunderstanding we get the answer to in this precious text. Caring for ourself is not self-cherishing. We need to care for ourself, for example, to maintain this human life, so that we can accomplish our ultimate goal, enlightenment, and effortlessly benefit each and every living being. So of course, you know, elsewhere in the text, Geshe-la says we should regard our body like an ambulance that needs to be well maintained because it exists in the service of others. So I think this is a very helpful analogy. So caring for ourself is not self-cherishing. So that's one obstacle dismissed.